The Lord and his peace be with you. Amen. Universal is the dream. Eternally springs the hope. Unending is the quest. The dream, the hope, the quest for happiness, for joy. And in the pursuit of happiness on the part of every man will try all sort of avenues to obtain happiness and joy. There are those who feel that in the material, in the means, in the wealth, in the possession, in the abundance of things, there is joy. Others throw themselves in unbridled fashion into sensuality, in the satisfaction of the lust of the flesh. Others pursue with the pride of life, the attainment of power and prestige. They will not stop in their quest. They will even resort to power and violence and ugliness, hatred and harm. All of them in the pursuit of happiness. Do they find this happiness and joy for which they look? For a moment there is a glint and a glimmer of it, but oh, how speedily it passes, and only ashes and darkness remain, and dreams are shattered and hopes are dashed. Is there no hope for joy and happiness? Does man simply follow a fata morgana, a mirage, an illusion, a dream that isn't real? I think we must always remember, and remember it ourselves personally, for we are part of every man. There is joy to be found. There is abiding joy. Of that our Lord speaks to us. Of that our Lord assures us. Abiding joy. How is it obtained? It comes to us by the way of sorrow. It had to come the way of sorrow. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall not see me. You shall have sorrow. The world will rejoice." The way of sorrows, the sorrow of the disciples came when their Lord was taken from them and when they saw the sorrow of the Lord. If there was to be joy and happiness ever, the path of sorrows had to be transversed. Jesus had to go into the pain and the agony and the hell and the horror of the cross and of rejection and into death, the dark, cold terror of death. For you see, there would be no joy, there could be no joy restored unless salvation was restored, unless peace was restored. Jesus came to do for us what we couldn't do. He came in the pursuit of our happiness. He came to break forever the shackle hold of that great pretender, that devil liar, that diabolical demon, that murderer and destroyer of life, Satan. Satan had suggested successfully to our first parents that the pursuit of happiness was not being one with the Father, but being like God. And going the way of disobedience, that would be the pursuit of happiness which they would find. Their eyes would be opened. They would be great as gods. Satan had to be paid, for he had a stranglehold and a claim on all of mankind, for all have sinned and have come into the power of Satan. We know that. We know that we are a part of that great body of humankind, and our sins are very real. And sins break joy, sins rob of happiness. So Jesus had to go the way of sorrows, and the disciples had sorrow. But abiding joy comes through the victory and the return of Christ. Jesus said, a little while you shall see me, because I go to the Father. It was finished. The work had been done. He was resting in the grave. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He went to the Father, but only a little while. And then he returned, victorious, risen, rule and to live and to reign forever and forever. He returned to the disciples that were depressed and frightened and trembling. And he came after that little while and he said, peace, peace be unto you. It was hard for them to comprehend it. It was hard for them to see it at first. They were frightened, but oh, how they rejoiced when they saw their Lord was alive, that he had triumphed over sin, death, and hell. And we think of Thomas, how he reacted. He was just as afraid as the rest of the disciples, and he was skeptical and doubting. But when the reality of the Lord's return, victorious and wonderful alive, came to him, joy filled his bosom, and he cried out, my Lord, my God. Jesus comes to bring abiding joy. We do not have to go through the agony the disciples went through. We have our own agonies and our own pains and our sorrows, but not that. Never need we feel that the Lord is gone away from us. We know the Lord is with us. He assured us, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In Christ and in his presence there is abiding joy. Jesus said, I will see you again and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. That's abiding joy. Christ in our hearts, Christ with us, means joy. And this abiding joy becomes so full, as Jesus points out, because not only is Christ with us, but with him we are one with the Heavenly Father. The Father is reconciled to the world. He's reconciled to me and to you. Jesus said, don't you see? After the little while, I will be back, and I will be with you, and the Father will be with you, and it'll be wonderful. You'll have problems, sure. Through tribulation, we enter the kingdom of God. But we never have the problem that our joy of salvation is taken from us. In fact, in our problems, belonging with Jesus, through Jesus to the Father, we not only have peace, joy, But the Father takes care of us. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that will he do. He'll take care of that. It's a whole new life, is it not? How wonderful to have this abiding joy. It doesn't seem possible. It's so good. Jesus knew that too, did he not? He knew our weaknesses. He knew what kind of people we are. And for our reassurance, to emphasize, to strengthen us in this wonderful life with him and with the Father, he gives us this wonderful assurance and seal. His body, his blood under the bread and the wine. And every time we receive that in a most wonderful way, he seals again to us his presence. He seals again to us his love. He seals to us the salvation which he gained for us and the whole world through the sacrifice of his body and his blood. And so, beloved in the Lord, come and let the presence of Jesus and the power and the peace of the Heavenly Father fill you. You are sealed, and that seal is sure. Rejoice, for your joy is full, and no man will take it from you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.